Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omud Beis. We're in the 6-5 Mishneh Berurah, getting close to the end of this very beautiful and long siman about the kashrus of an esrog, siman Tof Resh Mem Ches. We begin on the very top line, Sif Yud Dalad. The Mechaber writes, Im also ba chazazis be'inyin shepasol, oshu menumar. If you have in the esrog, we talked in yesterday's share, the day before share, about how these various pustules or boils or spots in some way on an esrog can make the esrog pasul, or if it's spotted in a number of places, again, according to all the laws that we've spoken about previously. So it depends. If you don't do anything about it, it could be pasul. But im kisha kolfo, if you peel off these items that make it no good, then chozil amari esrog, and it returns to looking like a normal esrog, so then it's kosher. This is, of course, the Rama adds, Le'achash Niklaf, only after you've peeled it off, V'lo Chosur Klum, and there's nothing that is missing. It's a significant piece of the esrog, obviously you're peeling off something, so this is the lighter outer klipo, or according to the Chazon Ish, as you can remind ourselves in Dershu Footnote number 82, he says, even if it's the thicker peel, but as long as you don't get to the Basar and you still have some of that thicker peel left, so then this would be not considered Chosur and would be good. Let's look at the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. This is true, ben shayo berubo or bemiuto, bekama makomos. This psul that was previously there was whether it was on the majority in one place or whether it was spotted in two or three places. And now you go, v'kolaf kol makomos hapsulim, if you remove all the areas that are psul, so then it could become kosher. If cut nun beis, afilu lechachila. It's not, okay, you have nothing else, you use this one. No, even lechachila, it's good. Because if it's a nice esrog, so this doesn't ruin it. It has the status of being hadar, even l'chachila. But you have to make sure, sivkot nun gimel, v'lo chaser klum, that nothing is missing. Again, according to the simple understanding, there's that very thin light peel that is above the regular thicker peel, and that's what he's referring to over here, that if you just get rid of that, that was the opinion that that's not considered a chisaron. Because if you do cut off something that would make it a chisaron, a psul of missing something, so then psul they are shown at besif beis. Then, as we previously pointed out, that would be no good. Now, in the Sharetzion Ostun Ches, he reminds us that that's just the first day, rak biyom rishon bovat, because that's when you require hadar and chisaron of any size, according to the first opinion that we brought down in Sif Beis, makes it no good. Second opinion was it has to be the size of an isar, so therefore that would be good according to that if it didn't have the size of an isar. And then the Mishneh Berurah tells us we're going to learn Emir Tzashem in the next simin, Ayin Lekamen and Simin Tof Reish Mentes, Sif Hey in the Haggah, in the Ramah over there, B'masha Kos Savnu, Shom the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Kotin Lamaches. And there, the issue footnote number 3 tells us that the Ramah disagrees with this. And he says, Im Chotaches Hanimur, Reza Apostle Kol Shiva Sivechach. He says, no, if you cut off that area, it becomes possible for the entire holiday, not even the second through seventh days, because it is a psul originally, and now the esrog comes mikoach psul from the status of being a psul, and it's no good. And the Mishneh Berurah brings down over there the Vilna Gaon's opinion that the Ramah is cholik al divrei hamechaber, that in fact the Ramah argues with our mechaber sheim laachar shekofu chozim okamar kiluf lios mara esrog harei zekosha. Here the mechaber says it's good, and there the Ramah says it's no good. And the Vilna Gaon paskins b'shas hatchak, you can rely upon the more makel opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. That for the rest of the days of Sukkot, 2 to day 7, you would be allowed to go and rely upon that if you had no choice, because the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, says it's okay. Sif Tetzvav, the Mechaber writes, Nofal olav mayim bitolush, v'tofach usorach. If you have water falling on the esrog after it came off the tree, obviously water falls on it all the time, and it swells up, or it spoils in some way, or oshahu, kavush b'chometz, or it was pickling inside vinegar, or mevushal, or it was cooked, or menumer, or it became spotted, pasul. In all of these situations, it's a non-kosher esrog. It is no good. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Dalet, kavush b'chometz, if you go and pickle it in vinegar, hainu, debazeh afilu lo shoha ela kadei shiartiach. Here, even if it's only there for a short period of time, enough that it would normally take to boil. The issue footnote number 95 says, this is according to the very stroll and other Achronim, about 18 minutes, the amount of time that it takes you to walk a meal. However, the Yad Yehuda disagrees and says that it's a shorter shear. Zman memutza be miyad levein meal. Somewhere in between, immediately, and the amount of time it takes you to walk a meal. Vukidei bishul al eish beinonis. And this would be the amount that it would take to cook on an average-sized fire. So in this situation, we have the famous rule that kovush kimavushal, and therefore have a kimavushal, and it's considered halakha like it's mavushal. And in Dishavut 96, he says, according to the Bikur Yaakov, the reason is because it's a chisaron in hodr, it's not considered hodr anymore. And Rav Ozin Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings out for the Ksav Sofer, Shetama Psul Humachmas Hishtanus Mimahuso Hativis, because it doesn't look the way it normally does. Mishmur continues, and he says, Uadin Kishishar B'mayim, or Bishar Mashkin, the same halacha would apply if you soaked it in water, or any other beverages, or Udvash, or honey, Mieslays, for a period of time of 24 hours. Kaimulon, the heavy kibushal, that also makes something into mavushal. These are dinim that are, if you remember, applicable in regards to Hilchos Shabbos as well, and possibly Basa B'cholov, and other inyonim. In any event, Dirshu footnote number 97 brings down, Vim Kovesh Esergu B'Karach, if you put the Esrog in ice, is that considered over here that it's also stewed? It's Kovesh in that situation. So he brings down the Chavis Das, Shalonech Shavle Kovesh, that that's not considered Kovesh. Opinion of the Prima Godim, Shibhevsim Ruby, Yeshla Hokil, Shainu Nechshav Kovish. You rely upon this if it's going to be a great financial loss. Let's say somebody was shipping 100 Esrogim, and if you say that the apostle is going to be a financial loss, so, or if a person, a poor person, buys an Esrog, and he's now told that that Esrog is no good, so then in this situation you could rely upon this more makel opinion. On the other hand, the opinion of the Beis Lechem Yehuda, Shayach Kvisha Bekarach. No, this din applies by frozen as well, by iced as well. The issue footnote number 98 brings down that the shear from Mavushal that would make the Esrog pasul, he brings out from the Kapus Tamarim, is Mashma Kitsasha Davka Mavushal Gamri. It has to be fully cooked. But if just a little bit cooked, that's not enough to make it pasul. And likewise, if the Esrog fell onto something hot, and normally we say Tato Gova, the bottom heat is transcending up into the upper item, and would normally make it, for example, the bottom was milchiks, and it came up into a part of a piece of bread on the top, so then the bread would become milchiks, the milchiks would go up to it. Nevertheless, in this situation, ein lepost l'mitam mevushal, it doesn't have the status of being mevushal in this situation, it just fell upon something hot for a short period of time. Mr. Burisiv Kot Nun Hei says, Omen Numer, if it's spotted, Yeshomim the Davkim Hu Menumer Begavinan Hapsulin. It's only if it changes its coloring to spots that are pasul colors. For example, Gagon Chazosis, it becomes this boil, or Shoch, or Olovin, like we spoke about, if it's black or if it's white, or Yorok Yisvi Asada, or if it's green like the grass of the field, that's too green. Bedino Kamosha Kosalakame Besiv Tezayim. We'll learn this in a moment. What are the different colors that are no good? We also discussed this yesterday in one of the Dirshu footnotes. Even if the spots over here, each one individually, would be kosher, but when you put them all together, they're now going to have a significant size that would be two or three places. That isn't considered hadar and it would be pasul. And the reason is, because it's not considered hadar. Sif Tezayin Mechaber writes, Imu Shachar Olavon, if it's black or if it's white, B'mokum Echad, if it's in one place, Posel Berubo, if that's the majority of it, so then that ruins it in and of itself. But even if it's not the majority, but as we pointed out previously, B'shnayim U'shoshim Mekomos, if it's in two or three places, albeit not the majority, then it has the same din, Dino Kechazazis, like the boils or the pustules that we talked about, the Posel, and it makes it Posel, Afilu B'miyutu, even if it's only on a minority of the Esrog, the spotting in multiple places, when you have clear areas between them that are Esrog, so then it makes it no good. Mishabur Sivkot Nun Vav says, this has also been discussed previously, and go look Le'el in Sifyut a couple of days ago, Shir, where we had this. The issue footnote number 101 says, V'afim ha'maros sh'ala esro keim begavunim shonim, if they're multiple different colors, the Eshal Avram Mibachach says, mitstarfin lipsul menumar b'shnayim v'shosh b'komos, it does combine to make it possible. However, he adds, im ha'maros v'tsufim lo hefsek mare esro bein time, if there is no space of clear good esro in between them, then he's mistapik im nechshav kulu kamar echad, is that viewed as one mare, even though it's several colors, b'mokum echad, and therefore it would be lekula if it's not the majority. And in this situation, he's left with a suffix whether you would view this as multiple different areas or this is one area, and if it's not the majority, so that it's not possible. Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber writes, mokum she'esrogim shalhen ke'en shchorus ma'at, Sherim. In a place with the Esrogim, it's normal that they should be a little bit darker, they're a little bit black, so then they're perfectly kosher. However, Vimo Yushorin Biyoser, Kodum Kushi, if they were so dark, it's like a dark-skinned person, Hareza Possible Homokum, then it is no good, because this is unusual. And that's what the Mishabur says in Sivkot Nun Zayin. Abu Bishar Makomuts in other places, Afilu Bishachom Ma'at Possible. Even a little bit of darkness is unacceptable. Umashma Afilu Hem Smuchlan. And this is even if they're adjacent. Even if the places are adjacent to each other, that still isn't usual in that place. And that's what we learned previously. It all depends on whether something is considered ksherim in your place. Sivkot Nun Ches, the Mishnah says, Dor Chayu Bekach, that's normal. The little Nafik Mikwal Hadar. Therefore, it still retains the status of being Hadar. And that's what we see in Dirshu footnote number 102. He brings down from the Or Sameach, Shehidur V'yofi Nikboim Lefi HaMuskomos Shebnei Yodam. That these ideas of what's beautiful is dependent upon what most people think. And in an area where this is common, that's considered okay. But in an area it's not common, it's considered unusual and it's not okay. And therefore, Hakol Tolu B'Shar HaPeros HaMetsuyim Bo'osim Okam. It all depends on what is normal in that place. And therefore, Kishakovu Chachamim She'esrog HaKushi Pasol. When the Chachamim said that in general, a black esrog is no good, Lo Paslu El B'Mokam She'no Matzei. They only said it's no good in a place where it's not common. Nevertheless, he brings down, in the name of the Rosh, She'ikor Inyon HaHidor Nimso L'Chachamim. That the essence of this din of beauty was handed over to the Chachamim. However, he brings down for the Chasam Sofer a little bit different. That it says, when the Pasuk tells us, Zekel B'Anveyu, it should be beautifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos, it's only what the Torah tells us is beautiful and not what people say is beautiful. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, She'gvulei HaHadar, the dimensions or the parameters of Hadar are given over by Hashem to the Chachamim to decide what is considered Hadar. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber writes, He'ogul, a round esrog, kikadar, it's round like a ball, possible, that is not good. So the Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkat Nun Tes, that it's possible, she'ein darko lios kein, that's not normal. It brings down the name of the bush, and you can have an image of a round esrog, if you can't imagine it on your own, in Dirshu footnote number 103. And he adds there, Vafilum yesh le'esrog pitim, habolit lamali, even though it's not perfectly round, because there's a pitim at the top. So nevertheless, the Sefer Achayim Ubracha says it's possible. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, on the other hand, says Shema Esrog Ogul Mamish Kikador. If it's really round like a ball, Ein Hapitim Matzilo Vu Pasul. He agrees that the pitim in that situation is not going to help you. However, Achim Eino Eagle Kol Chach. If it's not so round, then the pitim can help you out. Hakol Lefi Reosayin. It all depends. Each case, you have to give it a look and make a determination. The opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzal is a Shapitim Matzil B'Cholofin Shel Esrog. Ogul Kikador. He says, if it's round, but there is a pitim there, then by definition, it's no longer round, and it's perfectly good. Then he says that a round esrog, ve'en lo pitim, afa chotem kitzas bole, but it doesn't have a pitim, but the top part slants in a little bit, so Rav Nissen Karlitz says, she'en zenechshav egul kikador. Then it's no longer considered round as well. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Ha'ogol Kikadur Pasul, says, look in the Ateres Zekenim, but I didn't write it down myself in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chavetz Chaim says, Lo Atik, the Taktiv, Ki Ro'isi, Berit, Verosh, Verashi, Veritz Geis, Maritz Geis, Var Zeruah, Shibole Leket, Varav Hamagit, Usmak, Shukulim Gorsim Kadur. They all are Goris Kadur. What was the opinion of the Ateres Zekenim? It's like Kidud. It's like an oval type of a shape, a cylindrical type of a shape. As you can see in Dershu footnote number 105. And the Ateres Zekenim has the gear, so Kidud, Kloma Shesh Lapostal, Afilum Eno Egol Mamash. He says it's possible it's cylindrical, not only if it's round, because it's Ke'en Dud, and that is no good, because he had the gear, so Kidud. But that's not the common gear, so, and we normally have Kikadur. Sifu test. The Mechaber writes, Gidlo Bidfus. If you were to go and put some sort of a form around the growing esrog, so you'll force the esrog to grow into a certain shape. And you made it into something that doesn't look like an esrog. It doesn't actually have to look like something else, the Gemara explains, but it just can't look like an esrog. If it doesn't look like an esrog, then it's possible. The Gemara talks about that if you made it like a over-exaggerated esrog, which we'll talk about in a moment, dapin, you wanted to have the bumps on the esrog, and you made them huge bumps, like the ridges on a water wheel that powers electricity. So in that situation, it would be okay, because that's an exaggerated esrog looking like structure. But if it doesn't look like anything, even if it doesn't look like a specific something else, that's called bir yacheres, and it's possible. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach tells us, well, the esrog was just beginning to grow. You put it in some sort of a form, or mechubar b'ilui, attach it to the tree, kidei she'yagdil lefi midas hadfus u'tumnaso. So this way it'll grow exactly the way you want it to. The issue footnote on 106 talks about what happens if the esrog is bent. And he says that's kosher. It's not like a lulav or some of the other dalaminim where if it's bent too much, it's no good. However, he says from the Teferis Yisrael, and you can see this in the diagram attached to the issue footnote number 106, that the ideal type of an esrog is where the oketz and the pitim are 100% aligned with each other, as you can see in the diagram. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Vasol Kimin Bir Yacheres says, Nira Delab Davka Shidom Yacheres. As I pointed out, this is based upon the Gemara, that it doesn't have to actually look like something else. It just can't look like an esrog. El afilu eno dom l'shum birya, even though it doesn't look like anything else. We're actually gotten dimion esrog elo, but it doesn't look like an esrog. You know, make it into a square. So mikol makom pasul, it is no good. And this is mashma from Rashi in the Gemara. Shekosav she eno dom l'esrog klal, has no similarities to an esrog. That's mashma sheikah psulu mash eno dom l'esrog. And he brings that from the Bikur Yaakov, that that's the essence of this psul of it's a birya acheres. It doesn't have to literally be like something else. It just can't be like an esrog. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, so if you made it like an over-exaggerated esrog, then it's kosher. If you made it so it has these really, really bigger ridges, like an esrog normally has, but you make them super-duper ones, so then even though it's abnormal, but since it looks like an esrog, it is acceptable. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Samach Aleph, Hainu, Ke'en she'osim gal gal richayim shomayim. That's where I got it before. It's like a water wheel. So each of the parts of the water wheel that powers it, so that's like a ridge. So if you make the esrog having those dapin, apilu hochi choshiv shapritz ruach. So that looks enough like an esrog to make a kosher. Siv chof. Katiyom. This would be like a Siamese twin esrog. And you can see a diagram of this in Dershu footnote 107. So it's a single esrog gets attached, but it looks like two esrogim that are attached to each other, like a popsicle almost. So in this situation, atiyom, a twin or a Siamese twin type of an esrog, which the Mechaber tells us, it's two esrogim that are attached one to the other, that is kosher. That is a perfectly kosher esrog. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Samach Gimel, kivon shenivru shnayim yachad, since that's the way it was created. These two are essentially one entity. Udvukin, Umar, and Zebezeh, they are so fully attached to each other. So, Shein Adim Chol Afridim, you can't just pull them apart. So, Priyachad Kriyan Be'et, we call it one fruit, one esrog, Ve'ein Bo Mishum Tos Sofos, and it's nothing wrong with it, and it is kosher. And he says, Ayin the Beis Yosef, Shasmak Psolo. However, in the Beis Yosef, he brings down that the Sefer Mitzvah Gedolos, the Smak, says it's no good. Bi'al Kain, Yeshlach Mir B'de'efshar. And therefore, he brings down, and in the Shar Tzion, Sif Kotten Samach is above, it's not only the Smag, but it's also the Rokeach, the Rini Yeruchim, and the Ravon. And this is all brought down in the El Yerabah. So they all say that you shouldn't use such an Esrog, a Siamese twin Esrog, and one should be Machmir if you have alternative choices. The issue footnote in 108 says if you have an Esrog, like in the diagram of picture 107, that has two pithims and two okitsin, and then you take off one of the pithims. So normally, if you take off the pithim, like we explained yesterday, if you take off a significant amount of the pithim, it's pasul. So the Bikur Yaakov brings down, Shabiyom Rishon pasul. It would also be no good on the first day. However, Ubishah Yom Yesh Listabek was there. And here you could have a svek sveka. Maybe it's actually still considered like it has a pitum, and even if it doesn't have a pitum, it could be possibly good on days 2 through 7. So therefore, he brings down that a svek sveka would apply over here, and it would be okay for days 2 through 7. Finally, I see that we skipped Sivkot and Samach Beis, and we'll do that now in the Mishnah Berurah. So he writes, B'sefer Aruch B'shem Rabbeinu Hai Zelashono. In this idea that the two esrogim are attached to each other to make one esrog, he says there's two types of Siamese twin type of esrogim. Hatiyom She'amru Shnei Panimim. This Siamese twin esrog that we're dealing with, this Tiyom, has two possibilities. He says, Shnayim Devukin Bivriyoson. The two are connected together, and it's one esrog with two essential esrogim within it, as you can see in the diagram in the issue of 107. And then the Echad, another example of this would be Shehu Shnei Chatzoyim, it's two halves of an esrog, Chalukim Milamala, that are separated at the top, Umchubarim Milamata, but they're connected at the bottom, Koshu, a little bit at the bottom. So therefore, this would also be considered in this category of Tiyom, and HaTiyom, that is normal, that's the way it grew, so that is Kosher. Now, we have another minute left, but if we start Siv Chaf Aleph, that's going to take us with a long Mishnah Berurah here, and that's really the whole shiur for tomorrow. We just have Siv Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis left in this beautiful siman, so we'll stop over here, and with this we'll conclude today's shiur. It's also Erev Rosh Hashanah when I'm dictating this shiur to make up for the days that I won't be able to dictate on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it gives me another opportunity to wish all my wonderful listeners and my Talmidim and my Chaverim a good Gebenshtior, a Kesiva, Vachasima, Tovah.